Okay. All right. Welcome to our pre-show. And the show that we have for you today, it's going to be shorter than most of the shows, most of the pre-shows. And this show is also going to be a part of a larger project that was suggested by one of the BSPs. And what would that be? Well, that is the project of putting together all of the commercials from 2016 into either one show or a series of downloads. So what we've done is today, Thursday, the 4th of, is it the 4th or is it the 5th? The 4th of May 2017 is we began that process. We went back in the year of 2016 and said, where did we actually start doing these commercials? Because it was last year. We didn't do them in 2014, in 2015, except for the Lion Games, which is where it all sort of started. And it was actually just a way for me to express something different, you know, creatively on the show. But it also works pretty well in the overall satire. So anyway, we pulled for the show today, and we may actually pull some more, but we pulled thus far for the show today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 11 commercials. That doesn't sound like a lot, but you'd be surprised at how much time, you know, 11 commercials can take up if you're sort of, you know, spacing them out a little bit and talking between them. And one of the things that I want to do today is plug the website, because we've got a lot of shit on the website that was suggested by you guys, the BSPs. And we've implemented a lot of those. So you know that your suggestions have actually become a part of the functionality of the site. I'm looking for one of the things in particular. I know that I was talking to Shane, and a lot of you guys had asked for the ability to just bounce from whatever date you're on, just bounce to another date, not have to go back to the year, go back to the archives, go back to the year, go back to the month, and kind of start the process all over again. And I believe that they have either done that or they're very close to having that completed. But that's something that he actually brought up to me as being something they're working on, and they think it's a, you know, obviously it's a great idea. You guys want it. So this is a really great team that I've got. These guys are on it, and they're really responsive to everything that I've wanted. They've got great ideas of their own. Having the characters was their idea, Shane's idea, and so I, you know, really value their opinion. So, you know, we're gonna do that, and it's gonna be beautiful. You know, the best way that one can understand things to be beautiful. Let me just double check a couple things. So how you guys doing, huh? What was that? What just happened there? All right, there we go. Is that it? Yeah, that's it. Where did your long hair go? Where is the girl I used to know? King 810. These cats are trippy. King 810. Oh no, King 08. Right on. All right. All right, man. So that's all I got. What else? Maria's back. Maria and Catherine are back from their cruise. Poor Maria is in a lot of pain, but she had a therapeutic massage today, and she told me she feels better than she has in a long time. She'd rather have this therapeutic massage than go to physical therapy, because she has to go to physical therapy to strengthen her muscles in preparation for this hip replacement. Had a poor kid, man. She wants to now talk to her doctor about getting one of those little fucking hover-around things. I mean, this is a woman that was really athletic. I mean, really athletic. You know, was a basketball player, was a runner, you know, and all the way on through all the time we were married, well through her 40s, on into her 50s. And still is. I mean, you can tell. She still is out there doing her thing. So it's fucked up, man. But I'm so happy that she's got a good doctor, and surgery's going to be over here in Thousand Oaks at probably saying too much, but it's a great doctor, and you know, I'm going to be with her. You know, it's one of those things where you know, when you're friends with somebody, you were married to somebody, you love somebody, you know, you don't want to be anywhere else, man. You want to just, goddamn, you know, especially when they're going through a major life event like that. And as I tell everybody, I said, we're old people over here, man. You know, we got old people fucking problems now, man. You know, God, you know, never thought I would. But my whole life, I've always felt old. I mean, when I was in my 20s, I felt like I was old. When I was a teenager, I felt like I was old. You must be an old soul. I don't know. Something's old, man. All right. You know, when you cover the pit during a race, when you're the broadcaster, you're down in the pit where the cars are, and all the guys are in their racing suits. I don't think because you're a broadcaster and you're in the pit, you get to wear one, and yet that chick's dressed and she like she's part of the crew. That looks stupid. All right, anyway, I'm fucking around. Okay, so that's the way this is going to be. That's the way this thing's going to roll out, and that's just the way it's going to have to be. So let's check it out and do the thing. Do the funky chicken, man. And I, you know, I can do some background on how I do these commercials and kind of roll out, you know, what the project is going to be. God, that motherfucker, this fucking, is it the Edmonton Oilers game? It's the Oilers and the Ducks, Anaheim. This fucking prick was knocking the Anaheim Ducks on their fucking ass. These cats were getting just beat up by this one goon. But at the end of regulation, and Edmonton leads the series 2-1. Where are they? Are they in Edmonton? Yeah, it's this one fucking guy. Milan Lukic? Shit. He just fucking cracked this cat's back. Just as this guy, by the way, is coming over the boards and onto the ice, one of the other teammates, and sees his teammate laying there, and he just keeps on, I don't know, aren't you in hockey? Aren't you supposed to, like, stick the fucking, you know, just jam the stick right under the mouth of the guy? You know, I don't. Hits Anaheim 20, Edmonton 37, hits Anaheim 22. Washington and Pittsburgh. I like playoffs in the NHL. Caps on the brink of winning or of losing? Of winning, right? Washington Capitals. I forget when they came into the league. They're an expansion team. See, the whole thing, man, in the NHL was interesting. There were a 6-team league all through when I was a little kid. Six teams. There's the National Hockey League, 6 teams. Sort of followed it, you know, especially in my house because my parents were Canadians. Now there's Toronto, there's Montreal, there's Detroit, there's Chicago, there's Boston, and there's, what is it? Is that it? Who else? New York, Boston, Montreal, Chicago, Detroit, Toronto. There it is. There's the 6 NHL teams. Totally regional, man, like Northeastern Regional League, representing the major league of hockey in North America. And somewhere along the line, they got somebody said, woke up and said, do we like money? I mean, anybody, you know, well, yeah, you do? Yeah, because I do too. And, you know, so they expanded the league in, was it 66 or 68? I think it was 68. They expanded the league by 6 teams. So they doubled the league size immediately. And that was Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, the LA Kings, the San Francisco Seals, later to become the Golden State Seals, or the whatever it is, California Golden Seals, whatever the fuck they're, I don't think they exist anymore. So what did I say? Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, LA, San Francisco, St. Louis, there's always the sixth one, that, you know, Minnesota. So now they had a fairly national league, although still it was sort of concentrated east, and all of those teams were in the Western Conference, I think they called it, believe it or not. And the other teams, the original six, were in their conference. So the thinking being, automatically they're contenders because they're all playing for a position in their league. And I remember the early part of the expansion, St. Louis, every year, it seemed like St. Louis won that goddamn division, that expansion division. I don't think they won any Stanley Cups, but they goddamn sure won themselves a whole lot of conference titles. I wonder if St. Louis since has won Stanley Cups. The St. Louis Blues were super popular with their fan base. All right, man, let's do this thing.
Yo, let's do this.
Okay. I'm ready if you are.